Beyond the capture of Saddam Hussein over the weekend, the readers of the Washington Post woke up to another blockbuster headline: Woman Claims Thurmond as Father. That's the late Strom Thurmond, the former South Carolina senator, who was known in later years for his vigor and longevity, and in his early political career as a leading segregationist. The woman is a 78-year-old Los Angeles school teacher who broke her lifelong silence to announce that she's the illegitimate mixed-race daughter of the late senator after decades of speculation and rumor. Marilyn Thompson broke the story in the Washington Post on Sunday. She's been chasing the story for the past 25 years, going back to her days as a Cub reporter in South Carolina, and she joins us now. Marilyn, based on what you now know, what is the relationship between Essie Mae Washington and Strom Thurmond?
Essie Mae Washington is Strom Thurmond's illegitimate black daughter, without question.
And her mother was?
Her mother was Carrie Butler, a 16-year-old girl who was a servant in the Thurmond family home for many years. The Thurmonds lived in a grand two-story home on the outskirts of Edgefield, South Carolina, and Carrie was one of the many domestic servants that they had working there.
And she has acknowledged this now after 78 years.
Yes.
What happened shortly after she was born?
Shortly after she was born, when she was about 6 months old, her mother, who was impoverished and did not have the money to raise her, and was worried about the respectability of being an unwed mother, shipped her off to Coatesville, Pennsylvania, to be raised by a maternal aunt, Mary Washington. And in Coatesville, Essie lived and completed high school there in a much more socially progressive atmosphere with an integrated high school, and was quite a star student there. She had a good life and certainly a good upbringing because she is a very classy lady.
The late senator's family, through their attorney, has now issued a statement that reads, "As J. Strom Thurmond has passed away and cannot speak for himself, the Thurmond family acknowledges Miss Essie Mae Washington Williams' claim to her heritage. We hope this acknowledgement will bring closure for Ms. Williams." Now, during his life, Strom Thurmond did not admit to fathering Essie Mae Washington.
Not only did he not admit, his entire family called it untrue. So this is an astounding development.
During his life, what did the late senator have to say about his relationship with Essie Mae Washington? What did he say about her?
He said very little directly. Once, when a newspaper printed the allegation without any facts to back it up, he went on a rampage on the campaign trail. This was in 1972, and said that this was too scandalous an allegation for him to even comment on. When pressed, his office finally acknowledged that, yes, this woman was a friend, and occasionally she would drop by Washington and come in to see him. That's the best we could ever hope for.
Many will read this story or hear of this story, and they will wonder, what does she want? To be recognized by the family, to share in the late senator's inheritance, or to set straight the historical record?
I think this formal recognition by the family will be a wonderful thing for her, and I know that it's going to make her feel wonderful. I haven't spoken with her today, but she definitely wanted that. And she wanted validation, as all people do. But she wanted her children. She has four children, one of them a doctor. They've gone on to distinguished lives. And they wanted her to set the record straight. They convinced her that this was part of the historic record and that she needed to come forward. And so she did so with some reluctance.
Marilyn, as we noted, you've been chasing this story for more than two decades. Why did you pursue this story with such vigor?
I wanted to get the absolute definitive truth, as all investigative journalists want. And I felt like that if it were true, it was, for Thurmond, it was a complete recasting of what everyone had thought about him. And to me, it was the ultimate political hypocrisy. You know, he had gone to Birmingham as a Dixiecrat and said blacks should never be allowed in a swimming pool, blacks should never be allowed in a public school with whites. These were things that came out of his mouth. And to think that at the same time he was funneling money to a young black woman to keep her quiet, I couldn't bear it. I just couldn't bear it.
Marilyn, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Marilyn Thompson is a reporter and editor for The Washington Post.